I just could not believe it. The energy in the room was just incredible.
Right now on KPIX 5 News at 6, a successful mission in what sounded more like a Hollywood movie script, how NASA flew a spacecraft straight into the history books.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Plus, cleaning up the trash in our oceans, and now there's a high-tech solution to the major environmental problem.
The more devices we have, the more strength in numbers we have to solving this massive issue.
The robots are being called plastic piranhas.
And we have a midweek warm-up here in the forecast for us this week in the Bay Area. How's that going to impact your local area? We'll have more on that coming up.
And later in the morning mix, they're called The Redeem Team, a documentary focusing on the 2008 U.S. Olympic men's basketball squad.
This is everything that we always dreamed of.
We had a lot of things that we needed to show the world, and it wasn't just basketball.
And the Kobe Bryant clip going viral. Time now for a look at this morning's top stories. 47 Alameda County Sheriff's deputies are on desk duty until they can pass their psychological evaluations. A recent internal audit revealed they each scored a D letter grade on tests that were done since 2016. Now, Ds were previously acceptable as passing. That's until the law changed in 2016. Those deputies will have to pass a new exam to be restored to full duty. Now, this is a copy of the letter those deputies received on Friday. It says the sheriff's office intends to schedule you another psychological examination, but in the meantime, quote, you will not be authorized to carry a firearm, make arrests, or issue traffic citations. The sheriff's office tells us they took a deeper look at staff files. This after a 24-year-old deputy was arrested in an execution-style double murder that happened earlier this month. Here's what the department head had to say.
We do very, very thorough background investigations. And I think our people are saying, did we miss something? Did we not do something right? Everything that I've seen, everything that's been reported to us would indicate that he was a very good candidate for law enforcement.
The 47 deputies currently out of service represent about 5% of the county force. New video of a very close call in the Oakland Hills where a fire just off of I-580 came within just yards of a row of houses. Now, it started as a truck fire on the westbound side of the freeway near the Edwards Avenue exit last night. The people in that truck were okay. And so were the surrounding homes along Blue Rock Court, thanks to the quick work of about 70 firefighters. Hurricane Ian is churning toward Florida after hitting western Cuba overnight with powerful winds and heavy rain. Forecasters say Ian will strengthen over the Gulf of Mexico before reaching the west coast of Florida sometime tomorrow as a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center now says there is a 100% chance of damaging winds and water in Florida. We'll have a live report from St. Petersburg coming up at 6:30. Well, the time right now is 6:03, and let's check in with Jessica Birch. I know you spent some time in Florida. You went out there. You were there for college.
I was there for 4 years, evacuated twice during that time for two different hurricanes. But nonetheless, let's talk about Hurricane Ian just a little bit. If you do have loved ones or family members, any friends out that way, just keep a close eye on them right now. The current track, where it is right now as we're speaking, the eye is just starting to come off of Cuba. Sea surface temperatures are well above average right now. That allows for rapid intensification, hence the reason why it's turning from a Category 3 to a Category 4 within the next couple hours, actually, and that is tracking towards Tampa, the first time in a century that an eye is hitting the Bay Area as a cat, or that Bay Area, excuse me, as a major hurricane. So storm surge will be high, but back here on our Bay Area, let's take a look at what's going on. This area of low pressure is deepening the marine layer for us right now. So we'll see that cloudy setup for us all morning long, dense fog just along the coastline. It does break apart, but later this morning. Now, just around 10 o'clock, heading into that noon hour, we'll see some high clouds pushing through for us today. A really beautiful forecast, though, to get out there and get some nice fresh air this afternoon. 60s in sight for us today with 80s off in those east inland hills. We'll have more on what you can expect for the rest of the week because we do have a midweek warm-up in sight. Gianna?
Thank you, Jess. Let's take a look at the roadways right now, and we are still dealing with a traffic alert this morning. In fact, it's for the area of Sonoma. The roadway is blocked in both directions. This is from Arnold Drive all the way to Meadowlark Lane, and this is on 121. This was due to a head-on collision. Two vehicles were involved in this, and major injuries reported, so expect delays. I want to show you a map here. This kind of gives you an idea of some of the alternates that you can use. You can use Stage Gulch and Lakeville Highway. Take that to 37. That will hopefully save you some time and get you around this mess. But we will keep a close eye on that. There is a hot spot along 580 as well, causing delays. I'll have more on that coming up in my next report. Justin.
Thanks, G. NASA made history to save the planet from future destruction. The space agency flew a spacecraft right into the history books last night in the first test of whether Earth can defend itself from a catastrophic asteroid strike. Our Betty Yu spoke with a Bay Area scientist who helped make this happen.
Oh, my gosh. This is the moment scientists celebrated a first-of-its-kind mission to knock a celestial object off course. 10 months ago, NASA launched a spacecraft the size of a refrigerator from Vandenberg in California. On Monday night, they deliberately crashed it into an asteroid the size of the Statue of Liberty, about 7 million miles from Earth.
I just could not believe it. The energy in the room was just incredible because we had all been anticipating this moment for many years, and the perseverance of the DART engineering team through the pandemic.
Megan Brooks-Sayal, who leads the Lawrence Livermore National Labs Planetary Defense Team, was part of the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART.
All of us that have contributed to the mission over the last eight, myself and my team have contributed over the last 8 years, so it was really emotional. Moment. A lot of people were crying. I mean, it was really special.
This photo shows the moment of impact. Lawrence Livermore National Lab provided impact simulations and analysis for the mission.
In media, we often think of blowing up an asteroid into lots of pieces. This is not that. This is a gentle nudge so that most of it stays together. There's just a really big impact plume.
Sayal said her team will now start running 3D simulations of the event. This test will help scientists prepare for future threats that could be much closer to Earth.
We are showing that planetary defense is a global endeavor, and it is very possible to save our planet.
And that was Betty Yu reporting. Now, it could be months before we know if the test actually redirected the asteroid. And that's okay because NASA says Earth is not in danger of an asteroid strike in the next 100 years. But we're talking Halloween and Stranger Things, Jocelyn.
Yes, but you know,
what's up with this?
The 100 years, that's good to hear.
It is good to hear. Yeah.
But yes, we're talking about Halloween. Do you believe in Halloween miracles?
Not really.
Okay, well, maybe this will change your mind. One couple in Plainfield, Illinois is sparking mass interest around a decoration inspired by Netflix's Stranger Things. Dave and Aubrey Appel recreated a scene from the hit series in which a character, Max, floats in midair. The couple made a quick TikTok showing it off, which now has more than 14 million views, and it's got neighbors and the internet wondering how they got this decoration right there, how they got it to levitate.
It's not drones, it's not helium or balloons, and we just felt like it was more fun to keep it under wraps.
The mystery is what's getting the attention.
And we didn't even think that would be the thing.
All right, well, the couple won't reveal what is keeping Max in midair yet, but maybe they'll share that secret after Halloween.
Like, my jaw is dropping.
How
are they doing that? That is incredible.
Something. They'll tell us eventually, right?
Hollywood should hire them. I mean,
right?
They're making that happen in real life for Halloween decoration.
Yo, I'm legit shook off this.
Me too. Like, my jaw was dry. And I love Stranger Things, so I want to go see that actually in person. That looks really cool.
I know, and it's getting a lot of the attention of neighbors, as you would imagine.
Can you imagine the kids on Halloween?
Yes. Like, whoa.
That's crazy.
That's pretty spooky.
We're impressed.
Moving on. It is 6:09.